Joining me now from the newsroom is Michael McGarley. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Sarah. To COVID news first, and the UK has become the first European nation to pass 50,000 coronavirus deaths. That grim figure arrived on the same day the nation commemorated its war dead. After seeing cases go down to only around 500 per day, the UK was hit with a deadly second wave, reaching about 20,000 cases per day towards the end of September. Their overall case count stands now at more than 1.2 million. Worldwide, the total number of cases has now reached 52 million, with 1.28 million deaths. Meanwhile, in Australia, we've seen 27,600 cases and 907 deaths.
And in Sydney, COVID in the sewerage is causing some concern.
Yeah, nearly 20,000 residents are being urged to immediately get tested for COVID-19 as fragments of the potentially deadly virus emerged in the sewerage in west and northwest suburbs of Sydney. And Victoria continues on a roll, 13 days straight with zero cases. Just one thing worrying authorities, though, is an aged care worker who travelled from Melbourne to South Australia on the 9th of November and has tested positive for COVID.
Meanwhile, Hong Kong democracy is coming further under threat.
All of Hong Kong's remaining pro-democracy opposition politicians will resign in protest after the dismissal of four of their colleagues from the city's Legislative Council. Now, this is under a new power granted to Hong Kong authorities by Beijing to dismiss what they describe as unpatriotic politicians. Critics have described it as a death knell for the remaining democratic institutions of Hong Kong, whose courts, legal system, and society are meant to enjoy autonomy from Beijing under the One Country, Two Systems framework.
And our Prime Minister has had his first conversation with President-elect Joe Biden.
Yes, Prime Minister Scott Morrison took to Twitter under his handle ScoMo to share the conversation, saying he congratulated Joe Biden on his election and told him Australia has had no greater friend or no greater ally than the US. He also said he looked forward to strengthening what he describes as the deep and enduring alliance between the two countries.
Meanwhile, in NAIDOC week, a disturbing incident in Port Augusta.
Yeah, yesterday, as we know, was Remembrance Day, one of the two big days of the year on the RSL calendar. And in the South Australian town of Port Augusta, the local RSL took down the Indigenous flag during the ceremony. Now, as you could imagine, this has deeply upset local Indigenous people who also lost family during the World Wars. Vince Coulthard is an Anyamutna elder and recipient of many awards, including the National NAIDOC Lifetime Achievement Award. This is what he had to say about the incident.
How disgusting is that to remove the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags and ride just the Australian flag at half mast? There's Aboriginal people in the First World War, Second World War, and other conflicts along the way. Their excuse is it's not part of the flag protocol. Well, their flag protocol can only apply to their flagpole, not ours. So we had sourced funds to buy the flagpoles. They belong to us.
Anyamutna Elder Vince Coulthard, and thanks, Michael, for those headlines.